And so we see the prophet Isaiah speaking to the people who had suffered in Babylon after being taken, dragged, removed from their homes in Israel. People of Israel taken away, snatched away. The exile, the period of living in a foreign land, but reaching out for their God. Their God was so much a part of their promised land that they struggled to understand, how can we touch God? How can we speak to God? How can we know God? How can we listen to God when we are in this foreign place and surrounded by these foreign things? People who want winter festivals instead of Christmas. I just don't understand that. Do we suffer the same way? Sometimes. We know our God and we worship Him and we love Him and we understand that He is the reason for the season, but the world doesn't understand. And so it is our job, as it was the people of Zion's, to herald the good tidings. As we say in the Christmas hymn, "Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to a newborn king. The wonder of His coming, the joy of His presence, the promise that He would be a new ruler of Israel to these people in exile, that He would come, but not just as a conquering hero, but also as a suffering servant. Not just as one who would overcome the enemy, but as one who would transform the believer. We want God to come and fix it for us. Anybody in your house like to fix it? Yeah, me too. I like to fix things. Don't tell me there's something wrong with something. I'm going to want to try and take it apart. Now, I may not be good at fixing things, but I want to try, you know? Sometimes you don't have to fix things. Sometimes you can't fix things. When we lose someone we love, we can't fix that, but we can comfort that. We can't make it go away. But we can learn to accept it and learn to honor it, as we see in our graveyard all those who have gone before who were so honored by their families and remembered. I had some folks out yesterday cleaning off one of the gravestones because there's to be a funeral this week. Honoring those who've gone before, respecting the past, but looking forward to the future. Struggling with the difficulties we have. Speaking truth to power. Speaking out about the wonderful things that are still in our lives, even though there are times of struggle and hardship and difficulty. The people of Israel struggled with hardship and difficulty in ways that we can't understand. They were torn from their homes, taken from their land, and they thought that they had lost their God. But the prophet Isaiah came saying, no, we have not lost our God. And we have not lost our king, because God will provide us another king, a new king, a king who will be king not only of Israel, but of all the world. And it is that king whose birthday we celebrate. And it is His love, not His power, that changed the world. We were at an awards banquet last night for an organization that works with folks after they have gotten out of our program, that tries to be a community of support to help people still struggling with addiction who have been through treatment to be able to stay clean and sober, to survive in the world, to deal with all the struggles and all the temptations and all the things that they have to deal with. And someone during one of the presentations says, what does recovery look like? And, you know, that question began to echo in my head. What does recovery look like? And I realized that I know very well what recovery looks like. It looks like this. It looks like a community of people who love each other. It looks like a community of people who reach out to each other. It looks like a community of people who care about each other. It looks like a community of people who know the God of love and through love have overcome the world. We may not struggle with addiction, but we all struggle in the world. We have our pains and our sorrows and our sadnesses and our failures and our limitations and our mistakes and our missteps and our difficulties. And we are tempted to turn away from God, to think that God doesn't care, that God doesn't love us, that God doesn't notice, that God doesn't know, that God doesn't matter. But He does. He is in the world. He does love us. He does care about us. He does comfort us. He does help us. Because no matter how hard it may be in this world for a Christian, how much harder would it be if you didn't believe in love? If you didn't have anyone to love, if you didn't have anyone who loved you. We tell the little kids, God is love, but we big kids, we big people, want to forget that simple truth and make it complicated. It's not complicated. God loved us so much that He gave His Son. He not only gave His Son, but He promised to the people of Israel that His Son was coming hundreds of years before He got here. In their time of trouble, they had that promise to hold on to. In their times of trouble, they had those prophets to remind them. In their times of trouble, they had that presence of God, that coming Messiah that they knew would make a difference in the world. And so we attempt to be like Him. We attempt to make a little bit of difference. Not by making people do right, because let me tell you, in my job, you can't make people do right. Even when you have the power to send them back to prison, you can't always make them do right. But you can love them. You can care about them. And sometimes that love rubs off on them, and they begin to understand that love is better than hate. Love is better than fear. Love is better than anger. Love is better than drugs. Love is better than life. Because even when we lose our life, we still have God's love. And that love gives us back our life and gives it to us forever. And so Isaiah prophesied the coming of the King, the coming of God's Son, the coming of one who would change the world forever. And here we are, thousands of years later, still celebrating His birthday, still praising His name, still singing His praises and enjoying His presence. And sharing that wonder with all we meet. In Jesus' name, Merry Christmas.